Hollow Me. Written by Catboy Dogma. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Category, gen. Also tagged for angst. Communication. Clone trooper culture. Fox needs a hug. Referenced mind control. Referenced disassociation. And Coruscant Guards. Part 4 of the Benighted series. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITPE 2022. Author's notes. This is set just after Fox's medically mandated nap in Chapter 2 of Chthonic. We need to talk. Historically, hearing something about talking from a CMO didn't bode well for any involved. Fox sped up his stride incrementally, bypassing power walk and going straight to light jog. He'd just been released from medically mandated bed rest, and like Sith-spitting hell was he going back in without a fight. Fox. Thier caught up to him with a quick double step, Spalder crashing against Fox's. Don't make me sick, Sergeant Hound, on you. One day I will no longer be the better person, Fox said to no one in particular, gaze still pinned on the end of the hallway. One day, I will just start biting people. Thier clapped him on the back, gauntlet gripping the nape of his neck. The touch was warm and firm and grounding, the weave of Thier's glove rough against Fox's skin. There was just a sliver exposed between the high collar of his blacks and the lip of his helmet, but Thier made it work. Rabies shots are expensive, Thier told him. He steered Fox through the hall and into Fox's own office, where, horror of horrors, Thorn was lying in wait. This was a trap, Fox realized far too late. Thier kicked the door shut behind them, gesturing at the desk. Thorn had both boots propped up on Fox's own desk, the threads caked with muck and gravel. He'd at least had the wherewithal to clear a little space in the clutter of Fox's desk, but... Animals, the lot of you! Fox grunted, crossing his arms over his chest and leaning a shoulder back against the door. Let's get this fucking over with, then. We're doing this for you, Thorn said, pointing at Fox with two fingers. We're doing this because we love you. Fox considered the merits of diving through his office window and braving the 3,000-something-story drop. I wouldn't go that far. Thier cleared his throat and edged a corner of his butt onto Fox's desk. A stack of data pads leaned ever so slowly an inch to the right. I'm concerned about your cortisol levels, though. How stressed are you at any given moment, Commander? Now, for instance, on a scale of 1 to 10. I think if someone I didn't know were to put a hand on my shoulder, I would probably shoot them, Fox said after a moment, and then start crying. Thorn took off his helmet and dropped it on the floor. His hair exploded out around him in a poof of ink-black curls. Vod. I can't remember last Syntex Day, Fox said to his ungloved hands. He didn't want to take his helmet off. Like this, it would have felt too much like an admission of guilt. He wasn't defective. He wasn't. Okay, Thier said, level-headed as ever. Stress will do that to a Vod. Fox didn't think it was just stress. Just stress wouldn't have tracked blood into his quarters. Just stress wouldn't leave his blaster warm and dark with residue. Just stress wouldn't keep him up at night, screams that weren't his echoing through his head. What if you had someone keeping you company? Thorne said. His eyes were puffy and bloodshot from lack of sleep. Ever since Fox's sabbatical, he'd been picking up more and more slack, and it wasn't like a single trooper in the guard had much free time to begin with. I don't want a fucking babysitter, Fox spat, tensing. They didn't have enough bodies for him to have an entourage. You'd be the one doing the babysitting, Thier put a finger up, exchanging a glance with Thorne. Or shiny-sitting, as it were. The good commander may be onto something. Nothing crazy. Just letting a new shiny shadow you for a bit, Thorne said, rocking his helmet back and forth on his lap. Prime knows some of these cadets could use a little straightening out. Might not be a bad idea. Then again, not so sure your influence could straighten anyone out. Oh, fuck you, Fox said, already decided. I'll think about it. He wasn't going to think about it. This was a problem he needed to address on his own, one way or the other. Getting another trooper tangled up in this mess, much less a shiny, would only make it worse. The end. No matter what you do, I am not letting go. I am not letting go. No matter what you do, I am not letting go. I am not letting go. No matter what you do. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!